instant illumination. My health stands on my personal conviction and everything else too. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, and bringing you instant illumination. Instant illumination. My health stands on my personal conviction and everything else too. Do you ever wake up in the morning and have a little ache or a little pain? Do you ever wake up in the morning and feel like you'd like to stay in bed, that, you know, you're still tired and you want to take advantage of an extra 40 winks? Do you ever wake up in the morning and think that you have an ache or a pain here and there and it's not too comfortable? What's the first thing you say? What's the first thing we think? What's the first attitude of our mind? Oh, that hurts. And then we say, oh, that hurts. And we go on oohing that hurts, and we take some some pill that might help relieve the pain. We bend and twist and exercise our body to get the kinks out and get the joints working properly. We start doing all sorts of things to try to get ourselves in perfect order again. And my health stands on my personal convictions, and nothing more and nothing less. My health stands on my personal convictions and on everything else too. Now think about it. When you wake up in the morning and you have a little pain, you can say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. When you say that, you're putting a cause in motion. You're putting a cause in motion, and it's contrary to a cause that your physical body may have put in motion. For whatever reason, it put that cause in motion. But you're putting a cause in motion. Now, what cause do you want to put in motion for yourself? What cause is vital to you? What cause is who you are? My health stands as on my personal conviction. And everything else stands on my personal conviction too. Now, if you are experiencing anything in your body, we go to the point, it's done unto me according to my belief. We think, man, know thyself. We think, whatever I'm thinking, that's what I'm experiencing. Whatever's going through my mind, that's what I'm experiencing. You know, we think a doctor, he's in his business, he's in the hospital or wherever he is, and he's working with patients who are pain, great pain and great problems and so forth. And what's the first thing the doctor wants to do for the patient in pain? He wants to relieve that pain. He wants the pain to be put under control so the patient can think about wholeness and healing. And this is what you and I want to do too. We want to put that little kink pain or that little big pain or whatever kind of pain it may be, we want to put it under control so we can think about wholeness. Now, we have the greatest pill in the world available to us, and that is our thought. And so as we speak our thought and we start recognizing that our word is a very powerful word, and we start utilizing that word to accomplish the gift that we want, then that's how we get it. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, I recommend the word ideal spirit, mind, and body because we don't know how the principle functions. We do know it functions by our thought, but we don't know just how the principle functions. And because we don't know how the principle functions, we are sometimes sort of leery, sort of afraid to do something about it. And when we are afraid to do something about it, then nothing happens. So I recommend, rather than trying to figure out how the principle works, it's just that it's all cause and effect, that we put an effect into motion, put a cause into motion, and that follows by an effect, and we put that cause in motion, that causes, I get my bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, because when I say ideal, I don't really know what ideal means. I know it's good, and I know it's beautiful, I know it's whole, and I know it's perfect. And so I put that into motion. Now, you and I have the power of our thought available to us at any moment. Do we want to exercise the power of our thought? Do we want to exercise the ability to speak our word or not? I'm training my dog, Rex. He's 6 months old, and he's got a mind of his own sometimes, I think. I shouldn't think that, because I empower that. But as I say to Rex, sit, he sits. And as I say, release, he's released. We go on our way. And I say, sit, and then release. And there are times that he just stands there and looks around as though I haven't even said anything to him. And he doesn't even try to sit. He knows what to do, but he's putting on a show for me. And he's putting on this show of being himself and having fun. And so I persist, because I want him, under all circumstances, at all times, when I say sit, to sit. Because if I tell him to sit and he sits, and I keep him out of harm's way, or I have him available to me so I don't have to chase all over trying to get a hold of him, then everything is in divine order for me. And everything's in divine order for him. He is in my life as a training tool for me. He is in my life as a training tool for me, training me to do those things that are beneficial for me. I mean, I'm supposed to learn how to sit. I am supposed to learn how to respond to the words that I hear in my world. And if the words are good and pure and true, I respond to them. And if the words are not good and pure and true, I do not respond to them as I would to words that are good and pure and true. Now, what has that got to do with telling a dog to sit? Well, we build and train habits in ourselves. And as we train these habits, we follow them. There is no reason under the sun for the dog to sit when I tell him to sit, except that I tell him to sit. There's no reason to say release and have that mean let's walk, continue our walk. But these are just terms that we have given it. So when I tell my body it is whole and perfect, my body has learned to believe that when I speak my word, I know what I'm talking about. When I speak my word, I am putting a positive cause in motion to the benefit of my body, and my body says, oh good, somebody's taking charge. Oh good, somebody is responsible for this. Hey, sounds great, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound great? Somebody is in charge, and that somebody is me? Very, very interesting, isn't it? So, when we take charge, when we have that responsibility, then what happens? Our life is a response to the law of cause and effect. Our life is a response to the causes we put into emotion for the effects that we choose to have. We spoke earlier about the October sky and how the boys were stealing metal to get money to do their space rocketry studies, and how this was not beneficial. And you say, well, how come nothing happened to the boys? How come nothing happened to them to stop them and so forth? Well, they had their messages. But do not take this as a precursor for terrible things, but hey, everything works smooth when you are smooth. Everything works beautiful when you are beautiful. Just as your health stands on your personal conviction, everything else does too. And we cannot say that the thievery of the boys brought about the rocketry that did not succeed, the ones that did not do as they were planned to do, but they did. That's just what was the problem. And that's the problem with us too. We want to get away from the responsibility that we have made for ourselves. And the responsibility we have made for ourselves is to always stand up for principle. My health stands on my personal conviction. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. and everything else does too. All is in divine order now. Herb, you keep saying these things over and over. You keep repeating these things over and over. Herb, it gets a little boring sometimes. Don't you have some new topics? Don't you have some new directions? Don't you have some new thoughts? My friends, when I have learned that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm quite happy. When I have learned that every conviction that I have, everything I do stands on my principles, and I live by my principles, then that's great. If the world collapsed around me, my mental attitude would know that I'm living in harmony with peace and love and truth. I am the living example of what I believe. I think that's a pretty wonderful goal. My health stands on my personal conviction, and everything else stands on my personal conviction. Think on these things. They're pretty powerful. They're pretty dramatic. They're pretty dynamic. They're pretty effective if we will just consciously use them in a wonderful way. This is Instant Illumination. And I love you. I love you. I love you.